Reno Center, October 2nd, 2022. After meditation and bhajans, study circle begins.
Well, welcome everybody. Is there any sharing?
Hi.
Hi.
I've been listening to some of the recordings, and you emphasize more and more on silence. And silence is basically the ultimate way to get back to our source. And I really had to think about this, why this is so important. And when I had to use some of my physics information and think of the source as a potential energy and the creation as a kinetics energy, which kinetics energy has all the movements and energy to create. And that's the same thing, the same energy that causes our mind to create stories. When we go silent, then we capture that energy back into the potential energy, which is a quiet energy. It just is there. It has a lot of potential, but it's silent. That basically based on that, it opened a lot in me because I felt like I understood it. But of course, I'm not sure how to get to that ultimate silence because I don't think I am capable of it at this point, of course. And then I don't know what would help me to get there.
To get to the ultimate silence, you have to silence the ones that wants ultimate silence. I'm serious.
Sajjana had a sharing of a grateful heart, and I've said this before many times, knowing that there's a place to come to every Sunday, the consistency with which this place and you has been there for us, it's something to so look forward to. If the week is going well, it's still something fantastic to look forward to. If it's not going well, a solace, a place to come, take refuge, and take solace. And
yes, I agree, and it's all due to the grace of the Guru. Yeah, I agree. Sometimes I sit here and I say, wow, this place always been supported by the Guru, by Sri Sati Sai Baba, Shridi Baba, and right now I can easily say it's the oldest center that is still going. If not the oldest, one of the very few. And that takes a lot of grace to be able to continue years after years on that, because I think the I came across a quote from Baba. It says, "You may inquire knowledge of the natural science of all arts and crafts and literature and music and dance and painting and every conceivable type of worldly knowledge, but all of it will not give you peace or bliss if you do not have knowledge of the self. Worldly knowledge may bring you fame and prosperity, but only Atmayana, it means knowledge of God, is that which reveals the unity in multiplicity, the eternal in the perishable. One who has attained Atmayana is all-knowing. The knower of the self overcomes sorrow," says the Upanishad. "All worldly knowledge is concerned with sustaining life. When knowledge of the spirit, which is the basis of all other knowledge of the science and the art, is required, it is easy to get any kind of knowledge. When communion with the divine, who is the source of all knowledge, power and wisdom is established, one access, this is very important, one access to every kind of knowledge without having to go through all sorts of learning. Now, he doesn't say that the knowledge is not good. It just says worldly knowledge is only for the world. Don't expect it to give you peace and bliss. And we all know it doesn't. No matter how rich one is and how poor one is, how healthy one is, how unhealthy one is, it doesn't give that undisturbed peace and bliss. And so I'm glad that we all have realized this truth. Some of us had to go through a higher education and find that there is no peace there and come back to the spirituality. Some did a lot of labor in their life and realized that's not getting them anywhere. Some made a huge amount of money and realized it's empty. Why is it, I want to ask everybody, why is it that none of these things give permanent bliss and peace? Can anybody come in and enlighten me?
Hi, Sanjun.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share?
Of course.
I think those things don't give you permanent bliss or peace because they aren't real. There's nothing permanent about them. And I have experienced that actually very recently. I had some very disturbing, upsetting thoughts yesterday. And I sat down, and this time I didn't sit down to go to the silence or to make myself feel better. This time I sat down because I didn't want any more of the unreal. I just wanted what was real. And it was different for me, the intensity and the reason for it was different, but
yeah,
I did want to share that.
Yeah, because the unreal, which you call it disturbing thoughts, they don't have any substance. It's like eating paper for morning, noon, and dinner.
Sachin, being away from you is like eating paper for morning, noon, and dinner.
Go in. Find your eternal peace. Yeah, it really brings me back. I know I totally I'm not making little your devotion, but I'm gonna move on. Substance. What has substance?
I want to answer the first question you asked,
uh-huh.
And I think maybe it kind of.
Beautiful.
You know, the reason the knowledge and money and work and all of these things don't end up giving you peace is because they're transient.
Yes.
Today science says one thing, tomorrow they say something else. Somebody says, I need $1 million, another person says, I need 5 million. Then you have the 5 million, then they say, well, you gotta have 10 million. If you work hard, and they say, well, you gotta work harder, and you gotta work harder. So it's all transient. It is like a hamster in a wheel, you know? Mm-hmm. You keep running and running and running and running, but you never get anywhere. You're standing in place and running.
Yes.
So the reason it doesn't have sustenance or substance is because you can never get anywhere with it. It's, you say eating paper is even worse than that. It's gulping air, and you figure, I just ate rice.
This is so good. This, what you said is so correct. I'm so happy to hear it from your mouth, guys. Mm. We're all flying. My hamster went around so much, he had a heart attack and died.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to put him on medicine next time.
I gave him a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Resuscitation.
I did. I killed him with my breath. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, exactly. That is so true.
So this is something that this topic is huge for me, mm-hmm. because of obvious reasons. I spent a lot of years thinking that knowledge, it will lead me somewhere good. And it obviously didn't. And I learned it the hard way. I invested so many years in that. The way I think about it, Sajjan, is the knowledge that we learn in school and in books is sort of secondary. It's handed down to me. Somebody received it for the first time, like the fresh realization that some people have. It was theirs. Newton owns that. Einstein owns that. They received it for the first time. My use of it is just consumption. It's like me going to the store and buying a refrigerator. It doesn't make me an expert in engineering a refrigerator. I'm just a consumer. So because of that, it's extremely shallow and limited. Unless I was in a position to be that person who receives it. So that's one way I think about it. I remember having a conversation with you about quantum mechanics, mm-hmm. and that what Mandana said prompted me to remember that. Yeah. And you confirmed some of the things I was saying, and I told you I don't want to study it anymore because it won't be mine even if I studied it. And I really firmly believe that. I think what is so incredible and so deep and that from spirituality is that we receive the whole thing, not just the slivers, yes. the tiny sliver of the truth.
Yes.
And that is just something that it took me years to learn and realize.
Yes.
And it's huge for me to be to understand that.
Yes, you would be a good example that education might make you successful but also makes you miserable. And like you said about Einstein, when Baba talks about it here, that I was very interested because it's so true. I'm not educated at all, and I'm proud of that.
May I add, the worldly knowledge that we have is based on observations in this manifestation, trying to explain what is around us.
Yeah.
And that's why it doesn't have substance. Again, it's just explaining manifestation.
Yes, and it's so ironic that all of us at one point thought that was it. We can only now that we are sitting saying that wasn't it. And that is such a good news, to be in the world but not of it. I mean, none of us have gone to the cave someplace or abandoned our daily responsibility or dodge any type of problem solving. What only has happened is we started happening. And that is what is huge and good fortune. Yeah, I agree.
Sajjan, I was going to share just very quickly, as everybody else said, you know, I went to school for like 22 years, but I was never happy or satisfied with what I went through or, you know, the job I did for like 35 years until I met you. And then you showed me being the world, as you mentioned, but of it. And you showed me who I am, you know, how do I feel who I really am and recognize how I'm not.
Yeah.
And now I'm very happy.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, it's not a knowledge that belongs to me. It is ancient knowledge. and recipient gets it and have to share it. And in every yoga, the cycle of creation, this happens. And some people would be deaf to it, some people would be open to it. But it's always offered, you know? Like he was saying, it's not a hearsay. It's something that has to come through. The most beautiful sentence here is that once you have this communion with the divine, who is the source of knowledge, power, and wisdom, is established in you, then you have access to all kinds of knowledge. Like you were saying, few people like Einstein and I don't remember the others. Yeah.
I don't want to put you on this spot. I've witnessed that with you where you will answer things that I will just be completely startled, like, how would you even know that? Or how would you... So I feel like without putting you on the spot and not make you feel uncomfortable, I think we've all seen that with you, that you have knowledge or information or a knowing that is not normal.
Yeah, it's by association with the source and then realizing that you are the source. And that has happened to all of you to the different degrees compared to the past. And I agree with you. Go ahead, Cavi.
I was just going to answer your question with an experience that I had recently with you. I was feeling a certain way. I had a certain set of problems and feelings in the week, and I was having a very hard time. And I spent some time with you recently, and you just pointed me to the truth in your just incredible way. But I described it at the time as like the sun just cleared up the fog. The fog was gone. The problems weren't there. I couldn't see them anymore. They would be hard to try to find, actually, and try to create reality out of after this time with you. And so it just logically, how could that be real if time with you made them go away? So maybe that's why maybe the worldly knowledge can't help, because it's also, it's not real. It's maybe part of that fog. But it made me think
exactly.
That the thing.
Yeah. That this is a very good analogy, that through this experience you had, you realize how fake the reality of that was accepted was not. I know I twisted English, but you know what I'm saying. It's true.
I have one more thing. Neela and I were talking about that, and it seems our experience, I'm not sure how long Cavi's took, sometimes 30 seconds, you'll say 30 seconds of something, less than 1 minute, and you will have alleviated weeks of suffering or pain, misunderstanding in our mind. And I feel like more and more and more lately, it's just this potency, and it doesn't need 15 minutes, half an hour. You don't have to battle with our mind anymore. You say it 30 seconds, 45 seconds, because we've experienced it and it's been proven, 30 seconds does the trick.
Yeah.
And we're free again.
Yeah. I call that an open heart. Okay, Baba says here, he says, if you do not have knowledge of the self, which we all know what knowledge of the self means, worldly knowledge may bring you fame and prosperity, but only Atmayana is that which reveals the unity in multiplicity and eternal in the perishable. One who has attained Atmayana is all-knowing. And he says, even the Upanishads say that. All worldly knowledge is concerned with sustaining life. when the knowledge of the spirit, which is the base of all other knowledge, this is important, the knowledge of the spirit, which is the base of all other knowledge of the science and the art, is acquired, it is easy to get any kind of knowledge. When you have that, the knowledge of the spirit. So this is what we are experiencing. You know, it takes many, many lifetimes to get interested. Honest to God, because progressively every incarnation will take you more into the ignorance and darkness, and then it turns toward the light. So it's a moment of gratitude at this moment. It's just gratitude.
Sajjan, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many scientists, worldly scientists, very famous ones, who spend lifetimes, and on their deathbeds, they came to this realization.
Yeah.
And for me to understand that, you know, when there is, hopefully yeah. there's a little bit of time
yeah.
left.
And understand it in such a short time,
yeah, so
compared to the expand of the time you got yourself educated and all of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm really grateful for you showing that it's available now.
It's available to anybody and everybody, that through pain, through ripening, accept the ancient truth. I mean, Baba alone told me so many times who I am. So that's his teaching, to tell us who we are. And here we are, going toward that realization. Okay, go ahead.
Is there a distance between where we are right now, meaning you're interested, we believe it, we heard it, I mean, what's the distance between that and realizing it?
None. It just believing is not as strong as it should be.
Believing the realization is not as strong.
Of who you are.
It's amazing. He showed us home. Showed us silence.
Of all the things to learn, I feel like learning this is the most important, because it prepares you for anything, or as you said, helps you to understand anything you need to understand.
Exactly. I mean, isn't that amazing to know that this was always offered? This reality was always offered. This all-knowingness was always there. And yet, we were not interested. It's not something that we discovered new. And to know that it is the most permanent, the most real existence that it is, everything else, like Cavi was saying, is like a fog in the wind. Just by this much realization.
Actually, recently, through my lifetime, I have seen the worldly knowledge change constantly, and it's because what we see in our lives in this manifestation needs to be explained, and we still don't have that absolute information, because again, it keeps changing and gets advanced, or there are theories, they are not facts. Most of them are theories now. So that's another reason that there is no substance to worldly knowledge.
Yeah, but we have to always remember that it doesn't have substance. So any time that there is a suggestion that wants to make us believe it does have substance, it would be really nice to say, wait a minute. Even like you said, the science has, to some extent, come up with it. Yeah, and just this wisdom or ancient knowledge, doesn't that make us more detached and more loving? Because we always say attachment and love are one and the same. Mm-hmm. They are not at all. Attachment is misery, love is expansion.
Attachment is binding.
Binding. Yes.
To piggyback on Neil's question, so we no longer believe who we thought we were, but yet we still aren't 100% convinced of who we really aren't. That's the distance that she was asking.
Yes. The soul has to ripen to the heights of the spirit.
The soul has to ripen to the heights of spirit.
It's the soul that has going and coming.
The soul has to catch up to the spirit.
Yeah, ripening to that height of the spirit. In any case, you can have realization on the spot. You can have glimpses of realization. But permanent, that is always available. Answer to your question. And it is not a fanfare or 4th of July. It's just a gradual understanding. At least there will be a lot of beautiful experiences, as you all have, but finality is out of our hand. Because there is no hand. Personal hand.
Is there a final point, or is it just continuous?
Expansion is always, always there. At times I feel like there is a finality, and then I see it isn't. So I don't know. I don't know.
In Puerto Vallarta, you said that it's just so endless.
Yeah.
You said something like that. I don't mean to quote you wrongly, but you said something like that.
Mm-hmm. But you will never be the same, though, in every stage.
Yeah, of course.
You see that you're no longer... That personality doesn't have the same... But your existence is still there. And then you go through more changes, and then the existence always exists, and then other stuff changes.
My understanding was that you meant that the beauty of awakening is endless, meaning it's not point A
yes.
to point B.
Yes, and I have to admit I don't know. At times that is my experience, at times it isn't. So how can I can't say with certainty at all.
But sometimes you said dreams come and go, experiences come and go, but the truth is different, or something like that. Can you elaborate on that?
That's it, we all know that.
Realizing the truth is different, is that?
Whether you realize it or not, it still is the same. It is what is real and what is not real.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Even experiences are not real.
No. You see, realization is experiences of spirituality leads you to realization, but it's not realization.
And it's interesting how it has nothing to do with religion, and yet we thought that's the way a lot of people.
Well, you see, the religion is not the substance that was offered to the humanity. It is the personality trying to interpret it and control it and puts rules and all of that. So if you strip all of this from every religion, the simplicity of it would be at least omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. But at most, only existence is.
Like Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Personally, I think he was trying to show us that we could be like that too. Like, I don't think he was just saying it's just me. I think he was trying to teach people. That's my interpretation, that you and your Father are one as well. You can be like that too.
The key word is I. But the I does not belong to Jesus alone. The I is in Adrian. The I is in me. The I is in every one of us in this room and there. Now, whether he was on the cross, he was realized or not, is irrelevant to the fact that he was telling the truth. He was saying, I and my Father are one, and that is 100% true by my own realization. The I that is in every one of us as existence, not as I am this and that, is no different than the I that it is in the Father. And this is not a sacred religion. This is the true meaning of his experience and knowledge, wisdom. Well, it's time to go, but I don't want to go before we have this couple of minutes of being the silence, not going to the silence.
Namaste.